You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
That I used in praise band. They always use this one. Yeah, but it didn't stop.
Look at him. Lots of people. Fire Sammy here.
All right, so you got this.
Think so? Usually when I come up here, I just look down. I never looked out. Tell me when. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning.
It's pretty weak.
Good morning. Lisa, are we good? All right.
There we go.
Please join us as we sing the next song, or the first song.
Please stand.
Holds your heart, what stirs your soul, what matters come to mind, the cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time. Joy still comes in the morning, hope still walks. walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. The years go by. You're still alive and breathing. Praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Let everything praise.
Please turn and greet one another.
Good job.
So now I'll read.
Let me just stand here.
I'm going to say graduation stuff. So I'm going to read this, and then you start here. Open house graduation party. Did I say that?
Yep.
Or do we say this? Or did I just say today's confirmation ceremony?
Yeah.
Just say end of the year youth group.
And tell them about the meeting.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Galen.
Today is Confirmation Sunday. The parents of the confirmation kids are hosting a meal after the service today. Everyone is welcome to stay and celebrate. The end of the year youth group party is at the Stregs. That will be held on Wednesday, May 10th at 7. You're all invited to a baby shower on Saturday, May 13th at 10 in the Fellowship Hall for a baby Johnson. Daughter of Katie and Eric, everyone is welcome to come and celebrate. Baby Johnson is due on July. Birthdays and anniversaries this week. Thursday, Jamie and Carlene Cole. Friday, Jack Thompson and CeCe Cole. And Saturday, Alex Johnson.
Mother's Day meal. The Education Committee is hosting a Mother's Day meal on May 14th after the worship service. Meal will include pancakes, eggs, sausage, and fruit. A free will donation will be collected for VBS. Plan to treat your mom to a delicious meal, no cooking and no cleaning on Mother's Day. Sunday school. The last day of Sunday school is May 22nd. You won't want to miss it. The kids will be getting a sneak peek of all the fun of this year's VBS curriculum. Mark your calendars for August 14th through 17th at Galilee. Watch for more information. Open house graduation party, Sunday, May 21st, 4 to 7, Heritage School, Carlstead, Ben Urquhart. On Friday, May 26th at 6, Chisholm, Schmiedeberg, Faith Lieberg will be at the Lancaster Covenant Church, Ian Whitlock at his home, and Dylan Johnson at Jim and Sherry Hillman's house. Everyone is welcome.
Very good. Thank you, Clarence and Eli. Any other announcements this morning that we might have missed? We're good to go? Okay. We have special music, Clarence, right? And Adina? And ushers. I have a couple ushers. If you want to get ready. There you go. Good job. We're going to pray before you head out, guys. For those online, please send in your prayer request now. It'd be a great time. We would love to pray for you. So let's pray right now together. Lord, we just thank you for this time to be together, God. I thank you, God, that we can just celebrate with 11 young people today, God, as they become confirmed in their faith. We pray that you'd bless them. Guide them, bless this offering, we ask now, and this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Clarence and Adina. Okay, come on up, Cammie and Jasmine. Yeah, scripture first, yeah.
So Ephesians 2 through 1 through 10. For as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and for the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at your work, and those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that the comings in the ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. Not by works, so that one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Do we have any prayer requests? Faye? Anything else? Yes?
Hey, my wife Claudia's in the hospital in Hallam.
Any more prayer requests? Peggy?
For Kyra's grandma, Betty, her grandma Cindy, is out there with her now. She has cancer in California. Her great grandma, I guess.
No more? Yes?
Mark and Matt's dad starts chemo treatments this week. Radiation, actually. So he's going to be down there for probably about 6 weeks.
Just make the spot.
Any more prayer requests? No? Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord, we just pray for that the seniors made it home safe, that everything went well on their trip. We also pray for the stomach flu, that everybody heals up real quick from that and there's no more sickness around. We pray for Claudia in the hospital, that she just fights through it and gets better. You know what's happening. We hope there's no issues. We also pray for Kyra's grandma, who has cancer. We just hope that you can heal her through that. We also pray for Mark and Matt's dad, who is going through chemo right now. And in name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jasmine, Ken. And praise songs, please stand and join us. We'll continue to worship.
I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart,
Thank you. His mercy is more.
Father, we thank you and praise you for your mercy and your grace, and we just thank you. I stand in awe that your mercy is new each morning, and we thank you for that. We ask that you be with all the kids today that are being confirmed, Lord, that their faith would just be so real and true and lasting, and that they would just worship you all the days of their life. Be with Galen as he gives the message, and just draw us all to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated. In confirmation class, you guys want to come up? Laura, you get to be the first one. We're going to do our scriptures. They chose scripture. I had one requirement, is they couldn't do Jesus wept. So they each picked a scripture. You're going to have to come over here, if you don't mind. And so, guys, once you are done, I'm going to have you go back over there again and stand, because then we're going to hand out Bibles and stuff. And
we have presents for you.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep,
Laura,
and you have to open up on stage.
You're going to make me cry. Yeah. Okay, Greg, here we go. Go ahead, Laura. It's going to be on the screen, too, so.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Okay. Some of the kids, too, memorized it, so it might be different than on the slide, but we want it there so you can follow along as well. Go ahead, Sam.
Genesis 28:15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
Very good. And Cameron.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And always acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Very good. And Jasmine.
Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Very good. Thank you. And Gil.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Very good. And Brecken.
Matthew 22:37. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
Very good. Thank you, Brecken. James.
Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Thank you, James. Kellen?
Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9.
Very good. Thank you, Kellen. And Eli?
Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light, or a lamp. Oh, okay. Got to start over here now. All right. Your word is a light for my feet, a lamp for my path. Here we go.
Very good. Thanks, Eli. Oh yeah, and Simon.
Galatians 6:9-10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who are who belong to the family of believers.
Thank you, Simon. And Clarence. Clarence asked, why was I last?
Mm-hmm. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, you should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
Very good. Okay, Greg, would you come up, please? Good job, guys. Oh, boy. I don't know what Laura's up to. We have to open these now? I don't know. Oh. Oh, awesome.
Yes, it is.
God God Squad. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. That's incredible. Suckers. Get me through the last month here, right? And...
oh, yeah, you got that.
Skippy peanut butter. Thank you, guys. That is awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll hand out Bibles. So if you guys want to step forward, and Greg and I are going to get ready to... So let's start with Laura. Huh? Okay. Laura Joyce, right here. I don't know if I do or not, but here you go, Laura.
Thank you.
Certificate in the Bible. Sam is next.
Sam, it is.
Sam? Cammie? No, oh, here's Cameron up there. Yep. I didn't have him in order. And Jasmine. There you go, Jasmine. And Gil. You want to hand it to him? Grandpa? And Brecken, right there. Yeah, Brecken. And James. Oh, right up on top, yep. Thank you. And Kellen. Thank you, Greg. And Eli. And Simon. And Clarence. Yeah, last but not least, Clarence. Right, Clarence? Okay. We're going to ask the diaconate to come up, and anyone else, parents, family, anyone who would like to come up, and just lay hands on these young folks, and I would like to say a prayer. Greg, would you like to pray too? Okay. Oh, Lisa, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. You can all come up. I sure don't care. This is awesome. This is what is amazing. Greg, would you start us? And then if anyone else would like to pray, anyone would like to pray, you can pray. Hand it to them, and I'm just going to close.
All right.
Okay. Let's pray together.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today, and Lord, it has been such a privilege for me. I feel so blessed to have been able to teach with these kids, to learn with them, and to get to know them, and what a wonderful bunch it is. I know I say every year that it just seems better than the last year, but it truly has been a great bunch of kids that get along well together. And I just pray that as they go out, they find a good Bible-believing church. Stay in this one till they leave their home. And Lord, I just want you to watch over them, keep them safe, and have their faith grow stronger every day. Mm-hmm.
Just raise your hand if you'd like to pray.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for each of these youth. I thank you, God, for their excitement and their fervor for learning about the Word. They really are a crew of kids that love to learn about Jesus and ask hard questions and keep that curiosity, God, so they keep learning about you. I thank you for Galen and Greg building into their lives. And I just pray, God, that you would go before them and help them, Jesus, to be able to continue to chase after you everywhere they go and to be lights wherever they are in your name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for each one of these kids, Lord. They're such a blessing. And we just pray that you'll continue to guide them, Lord. And you've provided so many versions of the Bible for us to learn from, Lord. And I just pray that you'll help each child to find the one that they really understand and love, Lord. And I just know that you love them so much. And pray that they will just have a hunger and thirst for you throughout their lives. always looking to you for guidance to help them in the right directions. We just thank you in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we just thank you for these young and women here, Lord. We just thank you for the faith that they have, and we just ask that they will be in your word daily, that they will continually seek you and search you out for all the things that they face in their life, Lord. It's a scary world that we're going into, and we just pray that they can be a light to those around them. We pray for good friends to surround them and mentors to keep them in their faith. Help them to realize that this isn't just the end of their faith journey. This is just the beginning, and to encourage them to continue to walk and to seek and to love you, Lord. We just thank you for this day.
Back over there.
Dear Lord, we come before you today. Like seeds planted in the soil, I just pray, Lord, that your word would be buried deeply in their hearts, Lord, and that it would spring forth, Lord, as you lead these children and young adults emerging into this world. Lord, we lift them up before you. We pray that the seeds that are planted are rooted in deep, good soil, and that they, Lord, would lean into the light, Lord, look for you in all things, and look to you for all direction as they move forward. We give you praise, Lord, for your Son, Jesus, and for salvation. And we just ask that you would continue to perfect the work that you've started here. And we give you praise for this.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, let us use these kids as an example to the rest of us that as we have made commitments to you, as we have accepted you as our Savior, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that we live life and examples to show to these kids that being a Christian isn't easy. It isn't always fun, but it's what we are called to do. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to convict us, to come after us, to find all of us that have made this commitment that we are not following after you. Let us use these kids as an example to all of us in this room of the remembering the commitment that we made to you. In Jesus' name.
I'll close in prayer. Lord, I just thank you. You have given us so much. You've given us a lot, Lord, that you've entrusted to our care, and we pray, God, that we'd be faithful. Guide us, Lord. Help us to know that these young people, Lord, are just on a journey. And this is very near the beginning, God, as I think back on our lives. And we just pray, God, that as a church, as families, that you would just encourage us to encourage them in their walk with you, that they would stand firm in their faith, they would stand true to the word of God, and that they would be just an example, a light, God, to those around them, a city on a hill. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, guys, you go sit down for a minute. We are going to go into our time of sharing in the Lord's Supper together. So, guys that are serving, we have two guys that are going to head to the back. You're going to be served by the confirmation class. And we will serve from the back to the front, to the front, to the back, to try to make this work as good as possible. So just stand out here, guys, and I'll hand it to you. We're going to pray first. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray that you'd bless our time together. And as we share in this meal together, God, we remember all that you have done for us, that you would send your Son to die for us, that even while we were still sinners, you died for us, Lord. And And we thank you. Help us to remember that as we share in the bread and the wine together, the juice that you have given us. Bless our time now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Was rich, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul for the first time. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood.
Our Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and he broke it, and he said to his disciples, "This bread is my body, which is being given for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we think of all the sacrifice, all the sin that he bore on the cross. As he cries out and he says, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. God, help us to think about the things in our life that are not of you. God, help us to turn to you. Speak to our hearts as we share in this together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Was rich, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul for the first time. Place laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
We are told that in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said to his disciples, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives and all that you continue to do. And Lord, we look forward to that day when you return, when you say you are coming back to take your church home. God, help us to be faithful. Help us to live our lives, God, that would be pleasing to you. We pray that you'd strengthen us as your children to walk in faith, not by sight, but by your word. And so we pray the prayer that you taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, guys. So I'm going to get through this. You guys should have never gotten those shirts, because now I'm not going to be able to preach. We teased each other and laughed about the God Squad all year long, and we talked about getting shirts, and I thought, I'm not going to do that. And now we have them, Craig. And we will wear them proudly. You guys are amazing. You need them too. Well, every year, Greg and I ask our class a lot of questions to help them understand better what they know and what they have learned, and the many things maybe that they have questions about that they haven't learned yet. And so, to begin with, I have some of those same questions for you. So, Lisa, are you ready with lots of slides? Because I don't have the clicker here. First question is, why is there so much confusion and chaos in the world? The next one, we're born, we live, we die. Is that it? Next one, is that all there is? Is there really life after death? On the next one, there you go. Is there such a thing as sin? And if so, what is sin? Are we born good? We hear so many voices, but who do we believe? How do we know what to believe in this world today? Who can you trust? What is truth? What is love? What should I be doing with my life? So many questions. These are just some that we have talked about, that we have wrestled with, and those questions, like many of them, come to our minds every year. We have this confirmation study, or really what it is, it's a discipleship training course. It's all it is. This is not a graduation service. This is one step in a long journey of coming to know Christ better and coming to know who we are. This class has spent much of this year, twice a week. It's a lot to ask. It's a 2-year course that we put into 1 year. I like the consistency of it. I like doing it so close together, so it's fresh and new. For me, this course is about coming to know God more fully and understanding better what our calling is as children of God. Our prayer is that this course helps build a foundation of God's truth in their lives. We live in a world right now that says truth is relative. It's what you want it to be. My hope, as I shared at our annual meeting this year, is that we have a foundation that we can build upon. A foundation of knowing God, knowing the truth of His Word, so we can follow Him. This class has spent a little over 8 months exploring the Bible. We start in the Old Testament, we go to the New Testament, and it seems like there's so much that we don't get to talk about. But we do hit a lot of the points, I believe, that give a good start. And I think I can speak for Greg and myself that this year has gone way too fast. And I don't want it to be over yet. But here we are, and for me, this is a kind of a more emotional one because this will be my last confirmation class as a pastor here, so. It's kind of a very, very bittersweet day for me. Well, my prayer for all of you is that you would hold on to the words of truth, the words of life, because they are words to live by. And our prayer for you also as we end this confirmation study year class is that our time together in God's Word would create just more of a hunger for you. That you don't think that this is it, that I've completed this. I don't need to learn more. Man, there's so much more. When you're old like me, not like Greg, you understand that you can read the same scripture again and again and again, and all of a sudden it speaks in a new way. That's the beautiful gift of a living word that is powered by the Holy Spirit, given to us by God Himself. The world that you are living in, class, and all of us, is full of distractions. The world that I grew up in was pretty simple. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers or internet. We didn't have all this social media stuff. Thank God we didn't have Facebook. And I know that can be good. I wouldn't see a lot of pictures of my grandkids without it. Depends on how you use a lot of these things, isn't it? It's like the old saying goes when I think about our lives. Greg's shared with the class and at our house on Friday night about your dad. And about, he said, friends are like elevators. They can either take you up or take you down. I know that's not scriptural, but boy, it's pretty close, isn't it? And I've had that conversation with many, many people that I've visited in jails through the years. It's kind of a catchy phrase that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Another one just like it. But it isn't specific enough for me, because I would like it to be this next one, that if you don't stand firm in the truth, it's way too easy to fall for a lie. And our hope, as I've been saying, is that the truth of God's word has been firmly planted in your hearts. I know many of you kids have had a good foundation to start with, and I've seen you through many, many things, through Good News Club and Sunday school and youth group and Blue Water. So many blessings and opportunities to grow together. And there's so much that I wish I could just stand here and say to you as a class, things that I haven't said yet, but I pray for opportunities for both Greg and I. And as we on Friday night, we did a pizza party. We did telestrations. They did with Julie, and Greg and Sandy came over. They played basketball. Kellen learned he cannot dunk against Eli because he gets hurt every time. And Sam. Oh, really? Oh, man. So are your fingers bandaged up still, Kellen? Battle scars are there. They played kickball in the back, and then they did the most frightening thing of ever, is they were personally interviewed by Greg and myself. Was that Terrifying?
Yes.
We interview, or we ask questions because we love you and we care about you. And the best thing that we can do for you is to tell you about Jesus, tell you that we are here for you, and that you can call us anytime. In the scripture that Jasmine read earlier, I really have to, Jasmine's amazing. I told her she was just going to read Ephesians 2:10. All of a sudden she comes and, oh yeah, I forgot, it's 1 through 10. I sprung it to her on Friday night, and she so beautifully did it. So thank you, Jasmine. But speaks of two truths in this passage. The first one is who we all were at one time. And the second one is who we are when Jesus Christ saves us. So let's check it out, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And we're going to go through this fairly quickly, so bear with me. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When I see that passage, I think, yes, we were all lost in sin. Every one of us. But God loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son, so that we could be saved. But what do we do in the meantime? And I've wondered about that, and we've talked about this in classes. So what do we do about our life here? What do we do? How do we spend our time? One thing I know, that God is good all the time. He's sovereign and he's holy, and he is just and he is faithful, and he has a plan for your life. And he has work for you to do. Doesn't matter what you do, whether you're a rancher, a plumber, a truck driver, a farmer, a teacher, or a pastor, every one of you have a ministry, and every one of you have a calling. Jesus said that to his disciples as he ascended into heaven. What did he say? Go and make disciples, right? Of all nations, baptizing them, and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded you. That's why the importance of instructing our classes in God's word. This command that God gives us, this calling, it can be terrifying. I shared in my class how earlier on in my life, I was part of a God squad, right? So when I was younger, I didn't want people to think this, that I was too God squatty. Not a good word, God squatty. Well, guess what? I don't care about that anymore. I think one of you said that we should get shirts that said God squat on the front and then weirdo on the back, or maybe that was just about me. Yeah. Was that you, Gil?
No, it was about you.
And it's true. I don't want to blend into this world. I don't want to conform to the pattern of it. which is the last two verses of scripture that I'm going to share with you because I smell the tacos too, just like you do. Romans 12, 1 and 2, my favorites. Paul says to the Romans, he says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, he's talking to the Christians there, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is for you. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Well, if you want to answer all those questions that we started with, there was a lot of them, then I think what you need to do is what Paul says right here, right? Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Let nothing about you be about you. That's really hard for some people, especially when you have a lot. We talked about this in confirmation class. I talked about how impossible it would for me to even think about sacrificing one of my own children for all of you. And yet God the Father took his only son, and out of his great love for us, he sent him to die on the cross, not just to die, but he heaped all of our burden of sin upon his son. So much so that our God our Father couldn't even look at him. So much so that his son says, Father, why have you forsaken me? The incredible love of God our Father. So why not give up everything that you have to live the life of sacrifice, the life of a servant? Scripture says if you want to be great in God's kingdom, what do? You learn to be the servant of all. And that's the beautiful part of watching this class serve today. I wanted them to be every part of this service in hopes that they will just continue that they would serve in love. Some of the scriptures that were chosen they blessed me so much, actually all of them did, because it talked so much about how God is our strength. He is everything for us. And then we were told to be kind and compassionate and loving towards one another. And we're told to work hard and be quiet and gentle, work with our hands, expect nothing in return. That's the heart of God our Father. And that is the heart he calls us to. He doesn't want us to conform to the world. He doesn't want us to blend in. Instead, he says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to me. Then he says, be transformed in your mind by the Holy Spirit so that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life, is good, pleasing, and perfect will. So my last question for you, class, is, are you ready to go tell the world about Jesus? You do that with more than just words. You do that with how you live, how you treat others, and how you live a life that is completely sacrificed to serve Jesus Christ. And you can do that anywhere. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We remember that, we celebrate that, and we come before you humbly, knowing that we didn't deserve anything. Because while we were still sinners, Lord, you died for us. So we thank you and we pray that you guide us now as we share in this meal together. Bless those that have prepared it. Bless our conversation. And just encourage this class to live for you, to not conform to the world, but be transformed in you. We pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close with our final song on the last verse, class, if you want to go to the back. And they're going to shake hands with all of you as you leave. Or give hugs. Just go on the last verse, yeah. Please stand. And we'll close our service of worship. There is power in the blood. And I guarantee there's plenty of food, so please stay and celebrate with all these awesome kids. Close in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you do in our lives. We pray that as we go from here, that we would live lives for you. God, that you would teach us and instruct us in the way we should go. We pray this so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.